Down one curb of the Eden Quay, uniformed boys with coat buttons glittering in arc lights were ranged in soldier formations. Up the other curb, squads of girls were blocked. All were members of the Citizens' Army of the Transport Workers' Union. About them were grouped laborers, shamrocked for St. Patrick's Day. Up in the bare front room of the Liberty Hall headquarters, where dim yellow electric bulbs were threaded from the ceiling, Countess Markievicz welcomed her friends for the days of the Revolution of 1916. With her eyes slight behind her metal-rimmed glasses, she marched to the big central window and flung it wide open to the spring night. Before she addressed the crowd below, she said to me, "Our fate all depends on your president now."